This is VOA News via remote. Kristen Melton. Iraq has denounced as unacceptable a U.S. decision to blacklist the leader of a state umbrella group for mainly Iran-backed Shiite militia. Washington imposed sanctions Friday on Faleh al-Fayyad, the head of Iraq's Popular Mobilization Forces. The U.S. Treasury accused him of leading a militia that killed hundreds of protesters with live ammunition during a crackdown on anti-government demonstrations in 2019. It said he had coordinated with Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The Iraqi Foreign Ministry called the decision an unacceptable surprise and said it will follow up with the current and new administrations in Washington on all decisions by the Treasury Department and its words against Iraqis. Iraq is a close military ally of both the United States and Iran. The two countries have battled for influence there since a U.S.-led invasion in 2003 toppled dictator Saddam Hussein. Both countries supplied military support to Baghdad to fight against Islamic State forces from 2014 to 2017. The United States still has thousands of troops in Iraq, while Iran still supports the Popular Mobilization Forces. A new poll from Reuters and Ipsos indicates some 57% of Americans want U.S. President Donald Trump to be immediately removed from office. This comes after he encouraged a protest this week that escalated into a deadly riot outside the U.S. Capitol. Most of the respondents backing Trump's removal were Democrats. Republicans polled were much more supportive of Mr. Trump serving out the final days of his term, which ends on January 20th. We'll have more on this and all stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.